I'm Jacob Kaufman, KUAR News. Senator John Bozeman is touting a $16 billion Veterans Affairs package signed into law this week as an important move toward resolving systemic problems uncovered in April. Bozeman met with medical center officials at Little Rock's John L. McClellan Memorial Veterans Hospital Friday. The Republican from Rogers says he's confident the state's VA hospitals in Little Rock and Fayetteville are performing well and that reforms will prove beneficial. Bozeman points to one reform, allowing some veterans to pursue care through private providers outside of the VA system, as something he finds particularly promising.
I like the idea of a little bit of competition, and so, you know, things do better with that. It's something that allows us to experiment in that direction. But I think the future is such that we'll see certainly a very healthy VA, but I think we'll probably continue to do that as we go down the line.
The legislation also authorizes $5 billion to hire additional doctors and nurses within the Veterans Health Administration system. Veteran Mike Waldorf, paralyzed since 1990, watched Bozeman making remarks to members of the press as he waited for his caretaker to pick him up. He says Little Rock's VA could use additional staff.
I got a brother who's a nurse here for 20 years, and they all complain about being overworked, but hire more people, they need them.
As for the push to provide veterans with access to private doctors, rather than putting that money alongside funds for more VA medical staff, Waldorf doesn't like the idea.
So that's just pushing your problem off on someone else. They should just back their system here, which they should do. Yeah, the quality of care I've never had a problem with. It's just they're short of help, they're overworked, and that's why there's probably more lines and people losing people in the system.
Bozeman says the problems with the VA, including backlogs and covering up wait times, still require more to be done. The 63-year-old freshman senator says a drive toward digitizing records and rules making it easier to remove senior VA staff will lead to improvements.
We've still got a huge issue with veterans' claims being old, not processed on time. We're not just throwing money at the problem. This is something that we're going to have to be very vigilant over for the next several years and really change the culture.
Every member of Arkansas's congressional delegation voted for the measure, except for Republican Rick Crawford, a veteran who represents much of Northeast Arkansas. I'm Jacob Kaufman, KUAR News.